Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Fraga. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Wilbur Cooper. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dick Cox. Batting second, the second baseman, Milt Stock. Batting third, the left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Cotton Tierney. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank DeBerry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tiny Osborne. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Tiny Osborne. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tierney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from DeBerry and he is safe. Heathcote steals second. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a fly ball into right field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a fly ball into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. the Dodgers will come to bat. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Fragaugh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat, who is chasing the ball. Fragaugh reaches third base with a triple. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fragaugh scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Griffith moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffith scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from DeBerry to Ford covering second. The throw back to home, and Gonzalez is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wheat for the out. One out. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 0 for 1 in the game. Fournier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. DeBerry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tierney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0 for 1 in the game. Tierney hits a fly ball into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Fragaw. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 0 for 1 in the game. DeBerry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 1 in the game. Osborne is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heathcott, who is chasing the ball. Cox reaches third base with a triple. Ford scores. DeBerry goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 2 in the game. Heathcott takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Fragaw is hit by the pitch. Heathcott moves to second. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grigsby bunts towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. Heathcott moves to third. Fragaw moves to second. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Heathcott scores. Fragaw scores. Griffith moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffith scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 0 for 2 in the game. Fournier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wheat moves to second. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0 for 2 in the game. Tierney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Fragaw hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grigsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeBerry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tiny Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cox takes first base on ball 4. DeBerry moves to second. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm juggles the ball. That's an error on Grimm. DeBerry moves to third. Cox moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to second for the out. DeBerry scores. Cox moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Cubs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tierney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards left. Griffith chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Griffith. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-3 in the game. Tierney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford strikes out. One out. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. DeBerry hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Johnston pinch hits for Tiny Osborne. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Tierney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Cubs. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Grigsby. Cox reaches second base with a double. Tierney scores. Johnston moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Cubs. Guy Bush now pitching. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a fly ball into center field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Eschger now pitching. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Fragaw hits a pop-up towards the mound. Eschger catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Eschger. Heathcote moves to third. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grigsby hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heathcote tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-5, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffith. The throw from DeBerry and he is out, Stock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheat hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fernier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 5. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.